Welcome to The Forecast, Seattle's weekly women's sports show here on KVRU 105.7 FM. We have some wins to celebrate and talk through this week, so do stay tuned because that did not happen last week, and hey, we gotta find the light where we can get it right. I'm your host, Maggie Mertens, an independent journalist and author here in Seattle. I wrote a book about women in running, and I've been calling out gender inequality in sports for many, many years. The other half of this show is my producer, Jeff Scott Shaw. We are here to talk anything and everything about Seattle women's sports, get you all caught up on what you might have missed, answer your questions, give our hot takes, talk to folks who know more than we do, and generally to give Seattle's women's sports scene the spotlight it deserves. If you've missed our show so far, or only heard a part of an episode and want to get all caught up, we do put out a new show every week, and you can check out the whole archive on kvru.org or on your favorite podcast feeds. If you have ideas for us or comments, questions, feel free to reach out at any time at theforecast@kvru.org on email or over on Instagram at Seattle Women's Sports. All right, friends, there is so much to catch up on, including some good news if you're a Seattle women's sports fan. So stay tuned for a recap of the game scores and headlines from this week, Maggie's hot take of the week. We're going to take you into the Storm's number 3 draft pick, Awa Pham's introductory press conference, and we're introducing a brand new segment, The Rebuild, on how the Storm is viewing growth and development this year. You're listening to The Forecast, Seattle's weekly women's sports show on KVRU 105.7 FM. Stay tuned. All right, we are diving into the headlines and game recaps here, starting with some very, very good news, welcome news from the Seattle Reign. If you were listening last week, you know that the Reign have been suffering a bummer of a goal drought, 5 games long, and I am so happy to tell you all that the drought is over. The Reign beat the Boston Legacy 2-1 in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Boston was also booted from their home field for the Men's World Cup, as the Reign were earlier this season over to Spokane. This was the first professional soccer game played in Rhode Island. And good news all around for the Reign, who have been suffering at the net. We spoke at length with Susie Rance last week, who covers the Reign for Ride of the Valkyries over at Sounder at Heart, about just the lack of goal-scoring opportunities that the Reign have been making in these recent games, and just how that's been translating to this string of losses that has just really been a bummer to watch. And this game started out with a big break on the front of goal-scoring opportunities because of a handball in the box, which gave Sofia Huerta a penalty kick opportunity, which she easily converted. This was Sofia Huerta's first goal of the season. And as we all know, once one goal goes in, sometimes that's all you need to break this curse, reverse the trend. Regardless of how it was earned, being on a penalty kick, it really did finally turn the tide for this team. They held on to that 1-0 lead throughout the first half and came in strong in the second as well. In the 55th minute, Maddie Dahlin ran onto a ball from Madison Curry, coming through that line of Boston defenders to take an open shot, which she buried in the left corner of the goal. The defense held strong most of the game, only cracked in the last few minutes. In the 3rd minute of stoppage time, the Legacy's Aissata Traore scored. She actually scored as well a few minutes before that, but it was called offside. So 2-1, 3 points for the Reign as they head into their last game before the international break. They are sitting now at 4-4-2 with 8th place on the league table, holding 14 points. There will be one more game before that break, playing against Washington Spirit on May 30th. Now we'll head over to the Storm, who played 3 whole games this week between last week's show and this week's. They've been busy. The W is doing a thing this year, maybe to cut down on travel, where they're playing 2 teams 2 times in a row sometimes. I don't really love this, but we are currently in the middle of 2 of these sets of 2 games right now. So last Wednesday, Storm played the Connecticut Sun here at home. This is the 2nd time they've faced this team this season already. And the only game that the Storm had won up to this point was against Connecticut while they were away in Connecticut. Connecticut Sun is not looking great this year. They are in last place. They went into Wednesday's game not having won a game at all yet this year and having scratched Brittany Griner from the roster with an injury, a rib injury. So that was another bummer for them. However, it was a bigger bummer for the Storm this time. This game, a nail biter and a heartbreaker, ended 80-78. With the Sun clinching this one. This was by no means a blowout. In fact, it was a super close game, as you can see by the final score. And the Storm was actually up in the final minutes. And there were some questions, perhaps, about the final play call. Natisha Heidemann missed 2 shots on those last 2 possessions for the Storm. Unfortunately, that did do them in. At the same time, Natisha had had a great game up to that point. Natisha put up 20 points. She had 5 assists, 1 steal, was just looking great. Shot 44.4% field goal percentage and 33.3% three-pointers. So missed those last couple. It was a big bummer, and unfortunately, they lost that one. The other highlight of that game was Mackenzie Holmes. Her numbers were also great. Mackenzie Holmes had 18 points on that Wednesday game, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 blocks. Was shooting 75% from field goal, 100% of her 3-pointers went in. So a great game for Mackenzie Holmes. Flajay Johnson, on the other hand, was struggling a bit, getting her shot to drop. She ended up actually sitting the whole 4th quarter. Coach Sonia Rahman said that this was for flow of the game reasons. At the press conference later in the week, there was some talk that maybe she had gotten a little bit of a talking to for that game and her performance, and, you know, really wanting to show up, wanting her to show up a little bit stronger. What I will say again is that, you know, watching that game, it was a bummer, but it's really worth remembering that this is a team that's playing without, you know, at least 2, maybe 3 eventual starters. So this was a major learning experience too. And especially because they got to go right back in and play the Sun again 2 nights later, again at Climate Pledge. So Friday night, this game against the Sun showed the Storm had really learned some lessons from that Wednesday game. They ended up blowing out the Sun. The final score was 77-59. Even though injuries are still plaguing the Storm, Ezzie is still out with that foot injury. Katie Lou Samuelson is still out. You know, hopefully we'll be recovered from that ACL soon. And Dominique Malanga is still out on concussion protocol. So what was really awesome about the Friday game was that it looked like at first it really was potentially going the same way in Connecticut's direction. The first quarter, that Sun came out hot. In those first few minutes, the Storm was down even 8-0 before they could score. The Sun scored 21 points in that first quarter to Storm's 19. But after, the Storm just really found a flow that I hadn't seen yet from this team this season. It just seemed to be working. Flajay got hot. Jordan Horston seemed to really be finding that pep in her step again. She was taking shots. She was making shots. And then you had this career-high performance from Zaya Cook off the bench. 25 points from Zaya, the most in league history for her. They held Connecticut to 7 points in the second quarter, so the defense was also popping off. 15 points in the third, 16 points in the fourth from Connecticut. Flajay ended that game with 17 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 blocks, really, really strong game. Her best game of the season so far. She also just had these like two driving layups in a row that just, oh my gosh, they just got the whole arena on their feet. She's just such a dynamic and exciting player. She spoke after the game at the press conference just about knowing that she can, you know, whether her shots are falling or not, she's going to affect the game. So she needs to give her all the time. And she clearly had taken that to heart because that it was an incredible performance. Natisha Heidemann looked good again, too. 11 points, 2 rebounds, 6 assists. This game, they were also able to sign Joyner Holmes earlier in the day to a hardship contract since all of those injuries were there. And Joyner really impressed me as a player who was able to slot into, you know, this very strange lineup, a brand new coach. Everybody's still figuring each other out. And she really made a difference in this game. Awa Pham, the number 3 draft pick for the Storm, and, you know, our rookie here for the Storm that the team has been waiting for, was there. She did not play. She was on the bench watching, resting after a lot of travel, a lot of playing over in Spain. I have to wonder if this team just really wanted to show out for her. You know, finally we get this superstar and wanted to give her a little bit of hope that she was walking into a situation that maybe isn't as bad as it might look based on the numbers. So Friday night's game, a great game for the Storm. Got that second win of the season. They really needed to mark up that win just for confidence reasons and to get it in such dynamic and commanding manner will really go a long way. It was also the first home win of the season for the Storm, and the crowd was so hyped. Loved seeing it. Everybody on their feet in those last few seconds, chanting, "Let's go, Storm!" Just really, really beautiful stuff. Everyone was so happy for Zaya and her big game. They just truly all support each other on this team really well, and it's just a great environment to be around. Moving on to Sunday's Storm game, which continued this upward trend. The Storm beat the Washington Mystics here at home 97-85, but the final score really doesn't do this game justice. The Storm were finally getting closer to their real roster. Awa Pham was available for the first time, and Katie Lou Samuelson saw her first minutes of the season finally coming off an ACL tear that had her miss all of 2025. Coming off that confidence-building win on Wednesday against the Connecticut Sun, this game just really had things going in the right direction for the Storm. Natisha Heidemann led scoring with 24 points, shooting 7 for 12 on field goal attempts, and went 4 for 6 on three-pointers. She also had 5 assists. Flagey had another great game, building that strength here as she gets to know the W. 17 points, tying her for her league high. Awa Pham played off the bench, notching up 10 points in her first appearance here in the W, and Zaya Cook, coming off that hot game on Wednesday, put up a solid performance, 10 more points, including 2 three-pointers. Defense also looked really good this game. Storm made some adjustments early in the game, held Shakira Austin to 12, and Sonia Citrone to only 2 points in the first half. She only took 1 shot. The Storm were up by more than 20 points in the fourth quarter. And in any case, this team is looking like there is some actual potential here. We all knew this, but it's so exciting to see more of the real roster playing right now and really showing up to their ability. And remember, this is all without Dominique Malonga, who is still out on concussion protocol, and Ezzie Magbegor, two franchise players who are going to make a huge impact when they're both back, especially in this lineup that is all length now that Awa Pham is here too. Storm will go ahead and play the Mystics again on Wednesday, so we'll see how round two goes with these two teams very soon.
Really quick, Maggie, I just wanted to jump in. I have a clip of the post-game press conference from that Mystics victory with Coach Rahman. Figured people might want to hear a little bit of behind kind of the scenes of what she's saying. The full post-game press conference is available on YouTube, but here's a couple of the clips that I thought people might be interested in.
After holding your last opponent to 59 and tonight scoring a season-high 97, just what does that sort of, the versatility say about your squad, like, early in the season here?
Yeah, I think we're still kind of finding who we are, right? So, you know, our ability to put some points on the board was really good to see today. Still have to take care of the ball a little bit better, but saw a lot of good things on the offensive end. I think, you know, there's a lot of growth and a lot of carryover now from one game to the next, from film to practice, from practice to the court. So, and then, you know, defensively, I think that's where we're a little bit ahead of where our offense is. And so I think we continue to show the ability to get stops, you know, guard one-on-one as much as possible. But when we you know, get beat, we have our teammates there helping. So got to clean up that fourth quarter and the fouls, but overall really pleased with their performance tonight.
Lots of good threes and drives to the rim today. Just what did you see in the Mystics defense that you were able to exploit most in getting so many of those threes and drives to the rim?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to take what the defense gives us. You know, I try to make sure our players know when you're open, shoot it. So just, you know, having that confidence to let it fly is huge. You're home. You know, we got these great fans behind us. And so, you know, making sure that we're ready, you know, our shot prep, and we're ready to go. And, you know, 13 threes today was definitely a high for us. So glad to see that.
What did you think about Awa's performance, obviously, in her debut?
Yeah, Awa was great. You know, she's still learning, obviously, just kind of joined us yesterday on the court. So saw a lot of really good stuff out there. You can see what's there, right? I mean, you know, just her, the way she moves, you know, her ability in pick and rolls, you know, her court sense in terms of finding her teammates. You know, I think we're just going to see her grow in those areas as she gets more comfortable. Right now, she's still learning, you know, where she's supposed to be on both ends, but really good debut for her.
Coach, you said earlier this year that growth for this team would mean efficiency and knowing each other. Was today and last game kind of what you would expect of this team and the trajectory you see them going?
You know, I don't know if I had an exact idea in mind of what the trajectory was going to be, but the idea is always to just try to get better every day. So I feel good about the fact that this team is really hungry to grow, hungry to get better, hungry to win, and the way that they approach, you know, every session that we're together as a group with that professionalism and that hunger is really, it's something that I think really bodes well for us in terms of what we can do and what that trajectory could be.
Coach, two wins in a row now. You know, T said this team isn't even fully healthy. You have two pieces out. After getting two pretty solid wins here, how do you kind of see, you know, Dom and Ezzy fitting back into this ever-changing puzzle you got?
Yeah, you know, it'll be really great when we have those two back. You know, they're elite basketball players on both ends. So what they can bring, you know, in the front court, you know, their versatility, their ability to defend at multiple positions, protect the rim, and then on the offensive end, their ability to play inside and out. I think it'll be because of their versatility and how good they are. Pretty easy to integrate them. It'll just take time to get all the reps back and, you know, get everybody comfortable with each other as we're doing right now as we continue to integrate. But it seems to be coming in phases, right? So we have this opportunity right now as we're integrating, you know, Lou and Awa, and then we just kind of keep going. And every time that happens, with more time that goes by, like, that foundation is a little bit further along, right? So the rest of the players have a better feel for where they need to be, and then you reintegrate Dom back in, you get Ezzy back in there, and, you know, that they know where to be, you know, and they're getting all the mental reps when they're on the sideline right now.
Coach, about Katie Lou coming back, looking at their stat sheet tonight, had the 3 points, obviously, but also was very active in the post, trying to get rebounds. Just what does that say about her, the fact that she's been out for two seasons now, and then she still just gets right back into it?
Yeah, I mean, Lou's a pro. She's a really smart basketball player. She knows where to be. And I think one of the things that she brings to us is her unselfishness. So when she's on the floor, that ball moves. And we've seen it in these live sessions that we've had in practices. Whatever team she's on, that ball's moving. And she's really unselfish. She's just making the right play, whether it's, you know, for herself or for her teammate. And I think we're just going to see her grow in terms of what she can do with this group, because it's a group that we have scorers, and she's a scorer herself. But her ability to find her teammates, I think, is going to be really helpful, too.
Hey, Coach, congratulations on the win. In your three wins, you guys have outscored your opponent's bench by 49 points. What do you attribute that to?
That's a good stat. I didn't know that. You know, I think that our whole group, they're like I said, they're hungry. They work really hard. They know that you know, to be ready when their number's called and they go out there and they play with confidence. You know, it's the idea is that there's no let up as we go to our bench. You know, we go to our bench and they each have their own strengths as well. And so we want to tap into every player's strengths and, you know, whatever the combinations and the lineups are, whether you're a starter, whether you're coming off the bench, you know, we really value every contribution that we get. And, you know, we want them to play with a lot of confidence. And I think they are.
All right. I know it's pretty much summer and there is actually some hockey news to share. First, congrats to the Montreal Victoire, who won the Walter Cup this year. This is the first time in PWHL history that the Cup has been won by a Canadian team. So congrats to them. More PWHL news is that the draft is officially happening on June 17th in Detroit, Michigan. Seattle is definitely looking forward to that draft, although it's still unclear what number picks they will have. They did end up in second place in those gold plan points. Vancouver and Seattle had the same number of gold plan points. Vancouver had the tiebreaker, so they are getting the first pick. But there's also all of these expansion teams being added this year now. So that's going to throw some other things into the mix. They have not yet released the full draft order, but we will keep you updated as more info on that gets to us. And lastly, on the PWHL front, the Seattle Torrent has fired their head coach, Steve O'Rourke, after just one season. Maybe unsurprising, however, since the Torrent had the worst season for any team in the PWHL history, and also didn't even get enough gold plan points to rack up that first draft pick. All of this with, you know, a pretty great roster that a lot of people were super excited about. You know, we have Captain America here on this team. Hillary Knight is playing again. She has said she will play again next year. And she has said she wants to win a Walter Cup for Seattle. So, yeah, maybe some fresh coaching is what this team needs. There will be a lot of new coaches coming to this league. So it'll be great to see what kind of folks are coming in and joining the women's hockey revolution. We will keep you all updated as we learn more about that. All right, we'll be moving on now into my hot take. My hot take is that no one understands what is going on with foul calls in the WNBA this season. I admit I never fully understand foul calls because I didn't grow up playing basketball. It's just one of those things that's really hard for me to see on the floor. But the WNBA gave this really vague update that the officials were going to be attempting to make the league less physical this year by, quote, tightening foul standards. They're also increasing fines for technical and flagrant fouls. But what it's resulted in is refs calling fouls on things that don't look like fouls, that have never been called fouls before. So these players really seem really confused on the floor. It seems like they don't know what to do with their bodies. And then people are getting into foul trouble super early on in games. This is causing a lot of issues all over the league. But why give this like vague directive tightening our standards, but not changing actually any rules? So really it just means telling the refs to be calling the fouls they should have always been calling, but weren't calling. Why was that happening? I don't know if it's even working for making the league less physical because, you know, we're still seeing injuries everywhere. Dominique Malonga has this concussion she's nursing. Jade Melvin has been through the ringer this year getting injured on the floor. I don't know, Rekaya Jackson just went out for the season with an ACL tear. I just wish the directives about changing the way fouls are called would have been clearer, because it truly seems like no one has any idea what's going on with this system, and that's not good for anybody. You just have coaches yelling, you have players yelling, you have everybody mad, you have great players getting in foul trouble. I will say, however, that when I attend games as a fan and not as a member of the press, which I did get to do for the first time this season, this week, I went with friends instead of sitting at the media table. And wow, yelling at the refs with other fans is so fun, so cathartic. If you're having a bad day, I just really recommend going to a sporting event and yelling at refs with others. You're listening to The Forecast, Seattle's weekly women's sports show here on KVRU 105.7 FM. Please stay tuned. The second half of the show, we are going to have the press conference for AWFM from the Seattle Storm. Seattle's number 3 draft pick from Spain has finally arrived. Stay tuned. Welcome back. You are listening to The Forecast, Seattle's weekly women's sports show here on KVRU. Well, Seattle women's sports fans, it's happening. AWFM, Seattle's number 3 draft pick from Spain, is finally here with the team. She held a press conference this past Friday before the game against the Connecticut Sun. She's taking a bit of a rest after winning the Endesa League title with her Spanish team, Valencia. Guys, she is only 19 years old, but she is no rookie. She's been playing professionally since she was 13 with Valencia. She's also been a starter with the Spanish national team, which won silver at the Eurobasket last summer. AWFM is joining a huge front court for the Storm, albeit one that is currently a little diminished due to injury, with Dominique Malanga out on concussion protocol, Ezzie Megbegor nursing a foot injury, and Katie Lou Samuelson still recovering from an ACL tear. In any case, this presser held some pearls from this once-in-a-lifetime player who is looking forward to starting her dream of a WNBA career right here in Seattle. Let's give it a listen.
Everyone to AWFM's introductory press conference. Jeff, go ahead, get us started.
Hi, Aw.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. Just kind of, what did it mean to you to be the highest Spanish WNBA player ever drafted and kind of to have your dream of being drafted to the WNBA?
You know, for me, it's like super special. First of all, being here in the W, for me, it's just one dream comes true. And being like the one Spanish player here in the W is super special. Looking, for example, for another teammates than, I don't know, Raquel Carrera or Marta Suarez here in the W is super special. So I'm really excited to be here. I'm looking forward to start and to win games.
I know obviously you were busy with your other team, but just what have you seen of the Storm so far this season? Any games, any conversations with teammates, staff?
Yeah, I was busy with my team, but I was watching the games. I was always talking with my teammates. Flau J was always talking with me, like telling me we are looking forward to be here, you. So it was like amazing, like really focused to win the championship with Valencia, but really focused to know that I need to bring my energy, to bring what I need to bring to help my team. So it was like, okay, focus in Valencia, but I need to be focused too in Seattle.
Hi, Awa. Coming into a team with Dominique Malanga and Ezzie Megbegor, how do you see your skills fitting into this team?
For me, it's super special. Like, I'm looking forward to play with Dominique Malanga. You know, I think she's really special player. She's improving a lot. She's right now one of the best players, I think, in the W, so it's special to me. I think that we can bring our energy on court. I think we are young players, but I think we have experience, you know, on court. So I'm really excited to play with her. I think that it's going to be great, like being together on court. So I don't know what it's going to be, but I think it's going to be good, of course.
Hey, Awa. Welcome to Seattle and the Pacific Northwest. Obviously, playing international ball, it's really intense. And here in the States, we might not be exposed to it unless it's the Olympics or FIBA. And what type of advantages do you think you have that you can bring from your international experience here in the W?
Thank you so much, first of all. Well, I think that being only 15 years old playing against international players and professional basketball players, it will be like, okay, right now I think I'm ready to play in the W, for example. You know, I have the experience, I can take decisions, for example, in the last minutes, you know, that I think that is like experience, and I think that is the most important thing. For example, if I play Eurobasket or if I play with the national team, that tournaments, I think this is like bring experience for right now in the W.
Bienvenida, Seattle.
First,
it's kind of on the same level, that question. You went from the world qualifier, the Liga Endesa, and the WNBA. How are you feeling? How is your body feeling? And how ready do you feel to step on the court here?
Gracias. I feel good, you know. For me, it's okay. I'm 19 years old, you know, so I'm ready to play with the national team. I'm ready to play to Valencia. I'm ready to play right now in the W. I don't feel tired. It's like more excited, and this is what I love. I love basketball. I love to keep improving. I love to practice, to know more about this league and about this sport. So it's more okay. I know this body. I know it's a lot of games. I know it's a lot of practice. I need to rest. I know that things, but it's more like I'm ready, and it's like new challenges that I really want.
What would big Amar tell little Amar about the journey that got you right here?
Maybe, I don't know. It's more like, I mean, for me, when I was like in Valencia in the last weeks, for me it was okay. I need to finish here in Valencia. This is it's gonna come a new challenge for me, but it's one challenge that I really want. I'm really super excited to be here to know more about this league, to help my team to win games. You know, so it's more like thinking what I need to do for help this team.
Welcome to Seattle, Awa, right here. At the draft, you mentioned that your competitiveness is what the Storm fans could look forward to seeing. Where did that competitiveness come from?
Maybe, I don't really know, but I think that Spanish players, we have one thing that is we are super competitive. Like, we love win games, of course, all the players too, but I think that I have this part of a Spanish player that I love to win games, I enjoy winning games, so it's more like, okay, if the games don't going well, okay, I need to do some things to win the game. So I think this the part of why I'm competitive is because I'm a Spanish player.
Hi, Awa.
Hi.
Great to have you here. I'm curious, we can all watch film and see what you do on the court. What would you say is your strength that you're bringing from a basketball perspective to the Storm?
Well, I think maybe I'm always thinking about the team, not only myself. You know, I'm only thinking when I have the ball in my hands, or when I don't have the ball in my hands, I'm thinking what I need to do for my teammate doing better. You know, if I have the ball in my hand, I'm always watching what is my teammate, or what I need to make this pass, or what I need to do for make this layup. You know, so I think my strength is, of course, I think my pass. I like my passes. I love to pass the ball. I love to enjoy. Enjoy passing the ball like for my teammates, but I think my really strength is like watching the game all the time.
Was there any like WNBA player that you kind of feel like you modeled your game or tried to take things from? And is there a specific player you're eager to go up against?
Maybe Aja Wilson, of course, is like my idol, so I love her. So it's always like my model or the player that I always looking for do the same thing. So I'm looking forward to play against her because it's like, okay, I'm playing against my idol. So I think maybe Aja Wilson.
You've mentioned your excitement. Just what is it about this opportunity specifically that you are excited for?
It's just, you know, one dream that one girl, when I was like 13 years old or 15 years old, I never imagined that I'm going to be here. So it's more like, okay, I'm excited because my dream comes true. So this is why I'm excited.
All right, last question. We're going to go to Roberta.
You said that you had the chance to watch the Storm while you were away. What are your impressions of the team so far, both on the court and also off the court? What was your first impression getting here?
Well, they are amazing, really. Yesterday was an amazing day. It was like I arrived here to the gym and they received me super well. They are amazing girls, really. I'm looking forward to know more about them. They are super, a little bit crazy, you know. I know more Dom and Flau J, but all the players, AC2, AC is like doing her role like a captain super well. She's always talking with me or telling me whatever you need, tell me. So they are super, super, very good person. And I think we are a very good team because we are thinking about each other, not only in yourself, you know. So I think we are a really good team.
And that was Awa Femme's introductory press conference here in Seattle before the game last Friday against the Connecticut Sun. You're listening to The Forecast, Seattle's weekly women's sports show here on KVRU 105.7 FM. All right, now we are introducing a new segment here. We are really excited about it. It's called Rebuilding. You may have heard word that Seattle Storm this year, lost a lot of their veteran talent in the offseason, got rid of coach Noel Quinn, hired a newcomer, Sonia Ramon, and are entering what in the sports world they call a rebuild. But what does being on a team that's rebuilding really mean? What does it look like? How does it feel? How do those players and coaches see their own growth when coming into a team with this reputation? How do they find the roles that they're filling? How do they support each other through growth? So we decided to ask them. Over the next several weeks, we'll be bringing you exclusive interviews with various members of the Storm on what growth and development mean to them, both on the court and off. To kick things off this week, we got to speak with two of the more veteran players signed to the team this year, Natisha Heideman and Zaya Cook. We'll start off with Natisha Heideman. She is a point guard originally from Green Bay, Wisconsin, drafted 18th overall by the Minnesota Lynx in 2019, but started her career with the Connecticut Sun. In 2024, she was traded back to the Lynx, where she played off the bench last year and put up some really solid stats. You may also know her as one half of the Stud Buds, a Twitch live stream where she and former teammate Courtney Williams have unscripted, hilarious, and heartwarming conversations as friends, and Natisha starting her 8th year in the W this season as a newcomer to the Storm. So far this year with the Storm, we've seen her grow already into a starter and a veteran on an up-and-coming team. Here's what she had to say about the rebuild. All right, Natisha, you're here for your first year in Seattle. It's been, you know, this is year 8 for you in the W. So what does growth look like for you on the court coming to a new team for this year for you?
I think just, you know, bringing energy every day and just being a leader on the court, off the court, being somebody my teammates can always come to with any questions and just being encouraging, trying to win some games over here.
You've had like a few breakout, really great games in the last couple here. What does that kind of goal look like for you in terms of putting up numbers?
Honestly, putting up numbers doesn't really mean anything if you're not winning. So just trying to stack a couple wins. That's the most important thing for me, honestly.
You also made a big risk in leaving Minnesota. You had a good thing going there. So what does growth look like off the court, just in terms of like taking that risk for you?
Yeah, I think. Everybody has to take a chance sometimes, and I feel like this was just my chance. Obviously growing as a person off the court as well, so just kind of stepping into a new thing and being excited about it. So I feel like it was time. You know, Coach So, again, like I said, they wanted me to be here, and obviously you want to go where you're wanted, but I feel like they just really pour into me. Just being a vet, they give me a little bit of, you know, room to work with, take chances, gamble, and I feel like they trust me to do that. So I feel like the trust is only going to grow throughout the season. And, you know, that means a lot to me. I feel like I'm at that point in my career where I definitely proved myself and my capabilities on the court. So just having people behind me who believe in me, it makes it easier to go out there and play basketball.
Yeah. What are those moments, you know, looking at a lot of young players, a lot of players who haven't played together before? Mm-hmm. When do you get excited about seeing them like step up? Like, what does that look like for you when somebody like makes a play they haven't made before or something like that? How do you feel?
I mean, I feel like it's just super exciting because, you know, we see all the work that people put in behind the scenes, the weight room, just time in the training room, on the court, you know, after hours. So just seeing that translate to the court, that's really fun to see. And all my teammates are super dedicated. So, for example, like Mac yesterday, that was really exciting to see.
And then you guys have, you know, a few people who haven't even stepped on the court yet. What do you see in terms of this team's potential going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say, you know, that's the scary thing about us is that we don't even have our full roster yet. We haven't been at full strength and we've still been able to, you know, battle. So I feel like soon we'll just be stronger and better and it's going to look a lot different.
How do you see your role on this team as different than maybe your role on other teams before?
I kind of just honestly, truthfully look at it the same. I feel like obviously we're a younger team. It's my first time being a part of that. So more so just like I said, leaning into leadership and being somebody that, you know, the young players can lean on and just help them because I've had great vets throughout my career who have helped me so much. So just being that for them.
Yeah, that seems like you're stepping into that. I saw the nice compliments you gave Mac about her game on Wednesday. And how about for the league? You know, you guys are at a great point. New CBA. What's sort of like the next step in terms for you of seeing like this league grow?
I think just the extra teams added is very nice because there's a lot of talented players who aren't in the W, you know, that could be or should be, but it's just the space. So also very happy with the two developmental spots that each team has. Again, us being able to keep Baby T here, that just, you know, she deserved to make the team, but now with the developmental spots, it's nice to have her around. So I think it just gives people opportunities. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Thing. Anything else you want to share with Seattle fans?
I'm not really used to like a city, so this is like a really big city. Like I'm learning, like, you know, there's like nowhere to park, really. But like it's fast. Like all the people here are super kind. Like it's so diverse here. Like super dog friendly. So I'm really enjoying Seattle so far in the city. And then again, just coming here, like the coaching staff, the GMs, they were all like, we all had really good conversations on the phone before coming here. So I knew exactly what I was stepping into. And I feel like the relationships sometimes mean more than anything. So it's a lot of really good people here. And I feel like the energy and vibes are high. Mountain out.
Love it.
That was Storm point guard Natisha Heideman. Next on Rebuild, we get to catch up with Zaya Cook. Zaya is another player who's young, but very much entering an era of veteran status, especially on this team. Cook played for the famed University of South Carolina Gamecocks under Don Staley during college, winning an NCAA championship in 2022. Drafted 10th overall by the LA Sparks in 2023, after a disappointing two seasons with them, she was picked up by the Storm in 2025. She played last season off the bench, and was traded away to the Mystics in August before being re-signed by the Storm the same month. This season, Cook's starting off fresh, though, with a new coach at the helm of the Storm, and she's already shown that whatever has changed is really working for her. She's having a breakout year in just these first few games of the season. In 26 games where she saw time last year, she averaged just 3.5 points in 10 minutes. So far this season, she's averaging nearly 20 minutes per game and over 12 points per game already, including a stunning 25-point game against the Sun this past Friday. Here's what Cook had to say about growth and development this season. So we have The Forecast. It's a weekly women's sports show here in Seattle. I'd love if you could just like introduce yourself for Seattle listeners.
Okay. Hey, my name is Zaya Cook, guard from Toledo, Ohio, fourth year in the W.
Awesome. And I wanted to talk about, you know, this team is young. It's like a lot of newness coming together, a new coach. So we wanted to talk a little bit about growth and what that looks like for this team this year. I'm wondering if you have your own personal growth goals for this season.
I think just collectively as a group first, we're just trying to build a really strong culture. Like you said, it's a very young team, but we don't want to use that as too much of an excuse. We definitely want to find a way to start stringing together some wins and continue to play together. And then my only individual goal is to honestly just be where my feet is at. I kind of have an issue with, like, trying to think too far ahead and reach for the stars too far ahead when it's just, like, stay focused on where your feet at is right now. And I'm just appreciative for the opportunity that I have right now.
Yeah, that like mindfulness kind of like this is the moment that we're in. Well, it seems to be working for you so far. You're having some really great breakout numbers. What do those numbers mean to you in terms of changing them in here in your fourth year?
It's just showing that the work is paying off. It's been a long journey so far for me in the WNBA. So just to see that some of the work that I've been doing is paying off and then finally being coached by a coach that wants the best for me. She sees the value in me. She's confident in me. It makes me go out there and want to play extremely hard for her.
And beyond being a player, you know, we're all growing as human beings too every year. What does that look like for you this year?
I've been growing in a lot of great ways. I talk about a lot how I've been reading books. I've been getting very close with God. Like I said, just keeping my mental strong, I think, also plays a big part in why I've been able to have a good year the way that I am. And I just want to continue to do that, continue to just put God first, be where my feet is at, and then just take advantage of every opportunity.
Absolutely. And how about with some of those younger players who are coming in? You know, you're only in year four, but there's some folks who are coming in as teenagers now. What does their growth look like, and what, how can you help them?
Yeah, just Flajay, for example, I think her growth has been tremendous over the course that she's been here. And it's only going to get better. I'm technically, like, reaching vet years, although I'm not a vet on the court. I feel like this is really my first year to get opportunity as well. But just stepping in the shoes of just being a listening ear for her, knowing that she's an aggressive scorer and she wants to get downhill, just trying to help her be a playmaker as well. I understand that she is one of the franchise players here.
Yeah, absolutely. And being able to come back to Seattle, you know, after being here last year, what does that little bit of continuity, you know, do for you in your game?
It's a lot for me. I prayed on being able to come back here simply because I want to start building, like, building my own legacy at one place. Like, I'm a very loyal person. So to be able to build from here, I think is super important. And I think it's going to do tremendous for my career.
And just for the Storm in general, what does, you know, starting from kind of a brand new bottom floor up to the end of the season, what does that growth look like for you?
Man, it's just, like I said, that's building our culture. Hopefully more wins than losses. I hope that the Storm community just sees our fight and know that, you know, we're building something here, and we're going to go out there and give our all every night.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Zaya.
Thank you.
Amazing. Thanks so much to Zaya Cook and Natisha Heidemann for sharing their thoughts on the rebuild of it all for the Seattle Storm right here on The Forecast, Seattle's weekly women's sports show on KVRU.
Yeah, Maggie, I'm really excited to continue some of these conversations with these Storm players over the 2026 season. You know, you talked about Zaya kind of being a vet. She has, you know, the amount of years to almost be a vet in the W, doesn't have the amount of court time. I thought it was really interesting as I was combing through press conference clips, some highlights, just, you know, looking for stuff for the show, that you interviewed her before the Sun game. And then it was her and Flajay who represented the Storm in the press conference. So I pulled that press conference for us to listen to, but she, you know, she references your conversation before the game, but I also think shares some real savvy kind of thoughts on, you know, where she sees herself within the Storm. But you can see and hear the relationship that she has with Flajay. They played against each other in college, so there's not that huge of an age difference, but you can kind of. It's a really interesting dynamic that I think we're going to start seeing with these players, because they all know that they're good. They're good enough to be in the W. There's no question about that, but they've never really had that opportunity. There's a batch of them that have never really had the opportunity. And then you have someone like Flajay who has all the confidence and has to learn a different skill set of, like she mentions in this post-game press conference, like she needs, you know, slowing down or having to see the game in a different way, because she's not always the best player on the court, or she's not going to always be the one scoring at a clip that she's used to. And so, you know, I think what I'm going to play here is really interesting. But yeah, I'd kind of encourage people to, like, go dig through some of what the Storm put up on YouTube. But this is kind of a little taste of, you know, some of the conversations that we're getting to see behind the scenes that it feels like they're having every day. And I hope people can kind of get a better understanding of who these women are, kind of what they stand for. And I think it really shows a roadmap of where this team could go, as both on the court, but also as, like, humans. Like, this could really be a group of people that you want to root for. You know, you want to succeed. So let's take a listen.
Yeah, this is for both of you. Zaya, Flajay, you both had career highs. I'd like you to talk about each other's performance.
I'm going to start for her. I think Fly, like I said, I think she brings a lot of energy for us. I've been watching her really dial in on knowing when to score, when to pass the ball. And I just told somebody today in an interview that she's our franchise player, so she got to step up every single night and kind of play like a vet. And it's a lot of pressure, but I'm just super proud of her to see just her resilience and how she's just been coming out every single night and doing what she needs to do. So super proud of her.
Yeah, I feel like Zaya was very aggressive And she could score, like, on anybody, I feel like. And she could get downhill. That's what she did. 10 free throws, like, that's big. And I just feel like her coming off the bench, like, just giving us that spark, like, she's that girl. And she's very confident. And I learned that from her, just to, like, be confident. Shots fall no matter what. Like, she played hard on defense. She's a pro's pro. So that's just a testament to the work she put in. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just proud to be next to her. I played against her in college. She was like that. So it's just, see it translating. It's just beautiful.
Hey, just in these games when you play a team, like, you know, on Wednesday and then on Friday, just what's the difference between Wednesday and Friday? And just how different is that for, like, you, Flage, you know, to, like, see a team sort of in, like, two straight games?
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm like, we just played them. We got to play them again. But you just want to be intentional on the second game. Like, if I got beat to the goal on the first game, I'm not about to get beat to the goal by the same person, you know what I'm saying, on the second game. So, for me, it's like taking that personal. I take everything personal. Like, you're not finna beat me twice, you know what I'm saying? So, for me, I'm like, I got to step it up defensively. And I just try to do my best, like, just to be everywhere on the court. Mm-hmm. Coach Sonya challenged me. Even last game, like, I feel like I didn't bring anything, you know what I'm saying, to help offensively or defensively, and I never wanted to do that to my team. Like, I always want to be there for my team. So tonight, I feel like I just did that on the defensive end, you know, and mm-hmm. It was really cool.
She ate that. I ain't got nothing.
She ate
that. For you, Zaya, you talked a lot, like, right before the season and to start the season about your confidence, mm-hmm. A lot of where that's coming from. What is a key for you to continue to maintain that confidence and keep having, you know, not necessarily 25 points a night, mm-hmm. but keep, you know, scoring at this rate that you are this season?
Just not getting too high and not getting too low. I've realized, like, in the W, it can be a mental test a lot of times, and I just can't let that test win. I got to make sure that I'm on my A game at all times, controlling what I can control, and being where my feet is at. Like, I've learned a lot within these last 3 to 4 years on just the maturity side of things, of just understanding I can't control what people do. I only can control what I do. So that's making sure I'm in the gym, getting my work in, keeping my head high no matter if it's going good or going bad, and then just be ready when my opportunity comes.
Flage, the coach did challenge you. What did you learn about yourself from last game to this game? And then how important is it to see her mature like that?
That I can affect the game. Like, no, like, if I don't put the ball in the basket, like, I can really, like, if I didn't score, my plus minus would still be high. So, you know, and that's just, like, me trying to be there for my team. Like, I really love these girls. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they brought me in, and they, like, try to teach me everything in a short period of time, and they give me grace with everything. So, when I'm, like, mad, like, I'm mad because I feel like I'm letting them down. You know what I'm saying? So, I just want to come out there and give an energy and be a spark. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I know that's what I'm really good at. But it's just, like, Coach Sonya. She might be quiet, but she'll tell you some stuff that mm-hmm. had you thinking. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she really challenged me. She told me she was going to challenge me and coach me hard. So, you know, I just appreciate her for giving me an opportunity.
Yeah, like I said before, man, she's one of our franchise players. So it's going to be a lot of pressure with that, but she's been handling it well. Like I said, a long time ago, like, she set the tone. She was the first one in the gym, last one to leave. She kind of made all of us understand that we need to do the same thing. So it's good for sure.
For either or the both of you, can you talk about the level of confidence that it takes to come from a rough loss, start today on the lower end of the score, and then end with such a dominant win?
I think it starts with Coach Sonya. Like, she just believes in us. After our loss, we talked about it. We went and watched a lot of film. We came in. She had a great game plan for us. And I think it just starts with the coach. For her to have the belief in us that she has, it's just going to translate for us on the court for me.
For me, you gotta be delusional, I feel like. Like, I'm gonna lie, like me, I'm hella delusional. Like, I just am. And I feel like, you know, when you have that mentality, like, I just feel like we have so many thoughts. Like, you might as well feed into the positive ones. You know what I mean? Like, you might as well buy into that because you never know. So I feel like that's just like us, like, having that next game mentality. You mm-hmm. know, so I'm learning that it's quick. It's turnaround. Like, we about to play again in, like, 2 days. So you gotta have short-term memory, like a goldfish, and you just gotta go out there and compete.
Well, Flage, we talked the other day about your pregame routine. Mm-hmm. Have you dialed that in now, and are you sticking with it since what you did tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with it. I'm very superstitious, so I did my meditation today, which was really good for me, so I'm going to stick with that. And, like, I'm real superstitious, so my shoes, I'm supposed to wear the same shoes, but I just gave them to a kid, and it was her birthday. So now I got to get some new shoes, the same color, but I'm going to stick to my pregame routine, got my stretch together. Yo. I'm good.
Flage, Zaya, this for either of you. What'd you kind of make of the way you guys just kind of played patiently on the offensive end today? It seemed like there were a lot of first looks or open lanes that tried to take weren't open and just took that opportunity to make the extra pass or reset.
Yeah, I want to say, because I've been playing fast as hell, I was like, wow, like, it's really slow. Like, you know, and just getting teammates involved, you know what I mean? And just looking, and we make that extra pass, like, in transition, right? We got the steal. And then I'm running. I'm like, I'm trying to see what's going on. I see Zaya. Like, you know, that type of basketball, like, that's winning basketball. Coach Sony like to say that's storm basketball. So I think we just got to keep that up.
For either of you, last game, they scored 29 points in the first quarter. This game, they did not even score 29 points in the first half. What did you like about your defensive adjustments?
Just that pride. Like, we got to have pride. When we went back and watched film, we talked about our defense a lot. And we just weren't proud of it. So we're just trying to build our culture, and our culture should be that we're defensive stoppers. So it's just all about staying with it, trusting the process, and just and letting it all fall together.
Percy, last question.
Hey, just how encouraging is it to, like, get a 18-point win, you know, when, like, you have Awa's on the bench, Ezzy's on the bench, Dom's on the bench.
So deep.
Katie Lou's on the bench.
We're
yeah.
so deep.
Yeah.
Man, it's... Like I said, we don't want to make no excuses because, you know, we got to come out every night and do what we got to do. But when they get back, it's going to be a whole nother story. So we just got to keep it going, keep the bus rolling. But when they get back, like I said, it's going to be scary.
Moving on, this week, you know, in the same vein, the Storm has a bunch of games stacked back to back to back. You know, our show airs on Tuesday, May 26th. But the Storm play Wednesday, May 27th, again against the Washington Mystics. They're going to play again on Wednesday, 7 p.m. Highly encourage you to grab a ticket, be there. And then the Storm go on the road and play against the Toronto Tempo on Saturday, May 30th at 10 a.m., which is such a wild time for a game. But that game will be on Amazon Prime Video, will also be on Como and CW. Then we also have on the 30th, the Rain are playing at the Washington Spirit at 3:30, which I believe will be on ION. And then the Seattle Tempest play their last game away at LA, which, and this match will be streamed on the Western Ultimate League YouTube channel. This is the last match for the Seattle Tempest before they go to the national championship.
That's our show this week. Thank you so much for listening to the Forecast here on KVRU 105.7 FM, Seattle's weekly women's sports show. Our show airs Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and Wednesdays at 9 a.m. on KVRU 105.7 FM. You can also find us on any of your favorite podcast streams. I'm Baggy Mertens, your host. We're produced by Jeff Scott Shaw. Thanks to Crystal Fincher, Shannon Chang, and the rest of the staff at KVRU for broadcasting the show. And thanks so much to Zaya Cook and Natisha Heidemann for taking some time to speak with us this week. We want to hear from you as we get the forecast off the ground. Reach out with story ideas, comments, questions, or hot takes of your own. You can reach us by email at theforecast@kvru.org or over on Instagram at Seattle Women's Sports. Slide into the DMs. For more information on how to support KVRU or our show, reach out or head over to kvru.org. We'll be back next week because there will be more women's sports, and isn't that a great thing to think about? All right, we'll see you then.